This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. And Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, so let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, on your mother in Chicago.
Good morning. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here until 1. Light them up. Let's go, Janelle. What are we talking about? Janelle, the Iacino.
I'm talking about stink bugs, box elder bugs, and Asian lady beetles, and flies, too, probably. They're all considered overwintering pests, and now is the time to do something about it. If you normally have them in the spring, it's because you didn't do something now. So listen up, smart homeowners out there. We're going to give you an offer, $50 off of any new program, and talk about why they're coming out in droves.
When do the mosquitoes start going away?
Well, actually, right now they're at their peak, so not anytime soon. And it's all based on weather. We had a little bit of rain, and that's sometimes all that's needed to make all these things hatch out. So, people, if you're going to be spending time outside in the yard today, get out there, make sure you tip over any plant saucers, dump over any excess water that collected in toys overnight. Do your diligence to prevent mosquitoes because they are the most dangerous insect on the planet.
Phone number.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
Do you want to let your dad take the controls here? You want to let Gary loose early there, Rob?
We'll ease him into it. Okay. Ease him into it. Yeah, we'll get him warmed up.
Okay, you want to throw him a fastball?
He might be quoting us 1985 rates. I'm already guilty of quoting prices on the air that we have to commit to that are too low. And I'm going to try to do it again today. But
founder Lindemann is here. The CEO Emeritus is here, right? He's still controlling.
Yeah, he's still... He always will. Yeah.
Gary Lindemann, the guy that was in the chimneys on the days off from the fire department cleaning out chimneys, started the Lindemann Empire. Wasn't happy with your performance the last time you were on the show and asked if he could come down. And I'm just like, it was a little weak, Gary. I have to admit, he didn't bring the energy. You might want to come down and do an in-person evaluation of your son. On air quality, on air talent, on air delivery, and he's here with one of those old school notebooks, the black and white ones with the binders.
Yeah,
He's already on page 6, and we're only like 8 minutes into the show.
It is high risk. He did ask if there was a delay, so I think I'm not really sure what he's prepared to talk about.
But, Gary, what a delay
is. Get
that
button ready.
Is if we say a potty word, right? Normal professional hosts have normally an 8 to 15 second delay. Mary's got me on a 45 second delay, right? So they're like, it's going through 3 scrubbers, AI. It's going out to Nextdoor down in Texas, corporate. I mean, they got somebody in a room right now listening with a button down there to hit the button. So what are we talking about?
Why now is the time to give us a call? We got, as we say, operators standing by. That's Agata and Paula. Give them a call. We're offering $100 off for WGN listeners, whether it's cleaning your fireplace, your HVAC, or your dryer vent. We're running a whole home special for $399. So we'll come out and tune up your air conditioner before the cooling season. We'll tune up your furnace on a separate visit. We'll clean and inspect your chimney, and we'll do your dryer vent, and that's $399. And you don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
That covers everything. That's awesome.
And if you call and ask for Paula or Agata today, we're going to give $100 off for WGN listeners. So for $299, you get 4 visits.
Wow. Phone number.
847-918-7994 or Lindemann.com.
Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration, when I was off someplace, well, I was in Philadelphia. Wendy filled in for me.
Yep.
I was listening online, and you guys were talking about your training, which I thought was fantastic. I texted you during the show and said,
yeah,
you need to get this out. This is tremendous.
Yeah, we call that Blue Sky Live. Pete Marrero here, Blue Sky Restoration, your premier restoration service provider And we are in the market doing the best to serve all of your listeners, David. And we've just had a great, great season. But we're going into fall. We're looking into winter for the storms that are coming, the freeze that's coming. We want everyone to be prepared. And, yeah, we're going to talk about some continuing education courses that we give. And, yeah, goblusky.com, G-O-B-L-U-S-K-Y.com. And our number is 800-266-5677.
All right, we're going to jump right out of this right now. I don't know. Well, that was a horrible transition into commercial. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the Center Guard mailbag. I've got a ton of information I want to share with you. So I'm going to cut this off right now and get to it on the other side of the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, a photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago on 720 WGN. Helps when I turn the microphone on. Don't worry about it.
There we go.
Yeah. We'll start that. We'll edit that out when we go live. Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes, Gary. They're in my house. Gary's like, he's ordering the Uber right now to get back to... to get back north. Special shout out to Jim Carroll and Tom O'Connor, two of the fine veterans that I met at American Legion Post 791 George W. Benjamin in Northbrook. I went to a chamber meeting and sat at a table with Jim Carroll, and he mentioned that there are 1,000 veterans in Northbrook, according to the last census, that they've been trying to reach and haven't been successful. So I'm like, well, let's throw it on the radio and see what's going on. So threw it out there that we're going to have an event once a month. They already have the day scheduled. I'm going to be promoting it, encouraging veterans in the Northbrook, Glenview, Wheeling surrounding areas. Maybe we'll go to Highland Park. We leave those Highland Park people alone. But in the surrounding area to come and hang out for a night. I sat there, I stood there, got grilled by Tom O'Connor. He kept reminding me that he worked for the FBI and the Department of Defense, and he kept reaching. I had my hands in my pockets, and he kept reaching for his imaginary gun as if, get your hands out of your pockets. I'm like, dude, it's the way I stand. He's like, I used to train FBI agents on how to shoot people. I'm like, all right, so, I don't know. I'm like, so I just held my hands up over my head for the next hour and a half. So a big shout out to Tom O'Connor and Jim Carroll. Jim Carroll for inviting me out. And we're going to help the American Legion Post 791 George W. Benjamin Post 791 encourage the veterans in the area to get more involved.
There probably were 8 to 10 things that you did that sparked the guy to be a little nervous.
I said hello.
Trained professional.
Right? I said I was on the radio, and he asked me if I was fake news. And I said, swear to God, God strike me. Are you fake news? I'm like, I do a real estate show. I'm like, I got Lindemann coming on. I got Blue Sky coming on. I got Rose coming on. I don't know what fake I can make it. And I do mortgages. I don't know what I'm going to, So he kept peppering me. And then after we talked and we had pizza and hung out, Tom O'Connor, big shout out. So there you go. All right. I'm going to dedicate this to Realtor Jim Brown. He doesn't like when I bring up economic news, but he's out there right now listening. Everybody's asking me, what do I think is going to happen with rates? And are they going to stay down? Do I think they're going to continue to drop? And personally, I think they're going to continue to drop. Professionally, I think they're going to continue to drop for the following reasons. Grocery inflation highest since 2022. I thought that first day of a new presidency, where they were supposed to go down. But according to this, they haven't. Okay. Food is up 3%. Homes up. Home prices are up 2.7. Meat, poultry, fish, and eggs, 5.6. So that's number one. The cost of food and inflation still hasn't been cut off, which is concerning. The other thing, the reason is the Cass Freight Index, which is an index that most of our listeners have never heard of, like myself, until last night when I was going to the bathroom scrolling through, and I found this, okay? Key measure of freight volume hit its lowest since the financial crisis, excluding 2020. Remember what happened then? That little pandemic. This signals weakening demand for shipping and goods movement and a slower economy. A slower economy is good for interest rates.
So that's domestic freight.
That's
so
domestic that's freight.
Eggs You're, moving to grocery stores, valves moving to hardware stores.
Clothes moving from the ports in, steel moving from the steel mills located in the foundries, moving the products from all over the United States, taking bar, turning it into springs, taking wire, turning it into whatever you turn wire into, taking sheet and flat roll, you know, cold roll steel, and making cars and making washing machines and dryers and refrigerators and freezers and all of that stuff, right? If you're not moving that stuff, then people aren't buying stuff on the other end, right? So, you know, it might help out for traffic. We got an upside for traffic there. So I just want to throw that out there. Big shout out to Jimmy Brown, who I will bring up in a minute. Just want to throw out there, a lot of the folks in Cook County probably haven't realized, seeing that we're midway through October, that your real estate tax bills have not been issued yet.
September, but...
August, due September 1st. They haven't been issued on time again. Having a radio show opens up a lot of doors for information to come to me from city employees, county employees, state employees, and federal elected officials and people that work for them. So I kind of get like a funnel of information. Stuff probably I shouldn't know, but they know I'm not going to divulge their source. So they tell me everything that's going on. You know what I found? I'm like, what the hell's going on with the real estate tax bills? They're like, there's a company called Tyler Technology, who the city and state and the county paid a lot of money. Remember the whole computer switchover thing a couple years ago? Fitz couldn't get the bills out, couldn't get the things to Maria. I called Maria to come on. She's busy this week. Our treasurer, Maria Pappas, sorry. She's going to come on hopefully next week to talk about it. But I'm getting calls from all of these different sources, and Tyler Technologies keeps popping up. Keeps popping up. So you know what I did? I reached out to Tyler Technologies yesterday. I copied Ben and Iridian and said, hey, like to have you on to talk about your wonderful technology that we spent more than a dollar on. Okay. I'm being told that, you know, the tax bills are because of you. Can you come on and talk about it? So that was sent Friday, I think, Benny, at about 10 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I took my daughter down on the train first time. She went to Lord concert at the United Center, so never been in the city before. So I took my 17-year-old down, made sure she got here safely, put her in an Uber, got back on the train. I started sending an email. So shout out to Tyler Technologies Media Support Team. You have an email in your inbox for me. I'd love to invite you on to talk about, if it's true, what I'm getting told by countless people. Not just one, not just five. More than 10 people that it's fallen on your desk. I want to know if it's true and what they have to say.
So the tax bills are delayed?
Tax bills are non-existent.
Non-existent.
Okay. They don't even have, it's not even like in the foresight of getting out, and you're in September 20. Here's why it's a problem. If those taxes aren't paid in 2025, you can't write off those real estate taxes on your income tax next year if they're not paid. So if you don't have a tax bill sent in the next 40, 50 days, and then you got to give people time right around Thanksgiving, right around Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Perfect time to be delayed if you're not escrowing taxes. This is why I don't escrow taxes, because I don't want the clowns at Cook County, right, to have my money, because they hardly ever come out on time. So shout out to Tyler Technologies. I want to hear what you have to say. I also heard that Mama Bear, Tony Preckwinkle, circling the wagons. She's got a complete lockdown on this. Nobody talks to nobody about nothing. So she can't be too happy that I know about this and I'm talking about it. So Tony Preckwinkle, I offered to send a rickshaw over to the county building. I think it's less than 3 miles away. You know, one of those bike rickshaws.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get a little fresh air while we still can. I'll send it out there. I'll send the guy that plays Elton John. You know, he's all over, drives around. I'll send a rickshaw. And if it gets too cold, I'll send an Uber Black, one of those luxury sedans, over. You know, I'd love to have her on talk about it. Last but not least, it just frosts me. I mean, these people are elected to do a job, right? You chose to have this technology allegedly, which is causing, allegedly, I'm not saying it's causing it. I like them to come on. And it's allegedly not working. Last but not least, my husband is 81, has dementia. I'm 70 with stage 4 lung cancer and severe arthritis. We need to leave our home, and my husband lived in for over 6 years, can't take it anymore. Zillow says it's worth $380. I looked it up. It's worth $450. It doesn't take into account all the stuff, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, this lady's in a hard spot. Okay, she doesn't make enough money to take out a HELOC. She should have taken out a HELOC when everybody was healthy and wealthy, and so they could have bought another place while they want to sell this place. I called. She has a lot of stuff that needs to move out. Obviously, with her husband 80 with dementia, she's not moving anything. With her with lung cancer 70, he's not moving anything. She's not moving anything. Sent an email to the same Jimmy Brown, who I mentioned earlier, who doesn't like me giving economic advice out, you know, information out, and Bob Schmidt of Junk Luggers. They're both Bob's going out Monday to help her transition some stuff out, declutter, and make a home more saleable. And Jimmy's going to go out there, give her a quote. This is what we do. This is why we do it. For listeners like Nancy, who's having these challenges. Okay. That was Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That was the mailbag. Don't worry. Oh, Gary, we're going to edit all this out. It's fine. It's going to be great. The podcast is going to be awesome. Yeah. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That was the Center Guard Plumbing Mailbag. The only plumbing company I trust to touch the pipes that are in my house, Gary Lindeman. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Janelle Iacino after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. A couple of texts here, Janelle, because you're Italian.
Oh.
Hey, Da Vinci Hochbergano. Don't forget we're meeting at Italian Fest in Kenosha this afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you really going up there?
Hell no.
Oh.
this guy wanted a plug for Italian Fest up in Kenosha, so we got it.
Yeah, that's great.
And, of course, my Packers fan. All right, here we go. Bears 0-2, Packets, you see, can't even spell. P-A-C-E-T-S, that's a Packers fan right there. 2-0. Yeah, at least we know how to spell Bears. Just saying, Hochberg, and I'm just saying, look at your text, Mr. 847. Yeah, that's an R at the end of your, it's E-R-S for Packers, not Packets, unless they... change their name. And they'd still kick the crap out of the Bears. 3-1 to even the Pack. The Green Bay Packets still would be favored to win by 20 points over the Bears. 312-981, and I'm a diehard Bear fan. 312-981-7200, MegaPost, call, text, and photo line. We are at the time of the year where it's starting to get cold. The bugs are also going to get cold.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that those stink bugs and those red dotted
box elder bugs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Talk about those little pain in the rear end.
So we get a flood of calls this time of year about stink bugs, box elder bugs, and those Asian lady beetles, which look like ladybugs, only they're like orange and kind of yellowy. They're ugly. They're like the ugly version of the ladybug. But those are all considered crop pests, you guys. So the reason you're seeing them right now is because farmers have started to harvest their crops. These types of insects, specifically the stink bug, destroy crops. They have a piercing, sucking mouth part that doesn't bite humans. It has no interest in biting humans, but they will destroy plants in fields. They suck the juices out of the plant, and then they could leave some damage and sometimes deform the fruit of the plant. So as these harvesting sessions are happening on the farms nearby, all those things are displaced. They have nowhere to go, and they flock to the nearest buildings, which is your house that was built right next to farm fields. So this is the time of year that I tell people, get on our schedule, because if you have ever had this nightmare continue through the winter where you're seeing one pop up here, one there, you got some in the windows, where are they coming from? If you've ever dealt with that, the reason is because they had taken advantage of creeping into cracks and crevices on the outside of the house.
So my in-laws lived in Long Grove.
Uh-huh.
And there was, I think Baxter has got a patch of land out there where they grow crops or whatever. And they had stink bugs all the time. Yeah. And it was worse at this time of the year than any other time. We see it every once in, and I understand why. With the stink bugs that are like in Northbrook or in other areas that don't have crops because it's all been developed, right, maybe 40 years ago, right. Are they being carried by the wind? Are they being carried by birds? I mean, how are they getting?
That's a great question. There aren't many predators out there that will eat these things because they stink. They smell bad. They emit a toxin. So normally birds eat bugs, but there's not a lot of things out there that will eat box elder bugs or stink bugs. So it's just because they've taken advantage of, you know, sneaking away behind your siding, and they're thriving and they're multiplying and they just keep migrating. So even if you're not near a farm field, yes, the wind could take it, or that could just be an established colony. But
is it true to try to catch them in a cup, take them outside and light them on fire? I mean, how do you?
That sounds so intense and unnecessary. Okay. No, what we do right now is, if you get on our schedule, we'll come and do an assessment and see exactly, you know, what's going on. Why are they interested in your house? We put an exterior barrier on the outside, and we'll also do some spot treatments around windows if you already have them inside. But a lot of times, The reason they'll keep popping up on sunny days, mostly on the south and west sides of the house where the sun is beating hardest, they bask in the sun. They like warmth. Box elder bugs are attracted to heat. And stink bugs, they kind of use the sun to detect where to go. So these things are totally weather triggered. But there is a way to minimize their populations and prevent them from crawling up underneath the siding and, you know, taking up residency in your walls over the winter.
Next to carpenter ants, the physical appearance of the stink bug, not very attractive bug.
Yeah, it's, no. I mean, they're kind of...
If you're rating the attractiveness of bugs, I'm just letting you know.
I think you also said they have piercing, sucking mouth parts?
Correct.
Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. That's,
which could be helpful in certain situations. just saying, don't judge.
I don't know.
Okay? So none of these things that we're talking about bite humans. They don't spread diseases or anything. They're really a nuisance, and they can't really like chew through your house or anything, but it's a nuisance, and it's annoying, and they don't belong inside your house. If you do see them inside the house, don't smash them. They'll stain your walls, and they'll smell really bad. A vacuum cleaner is going to be your best bet, and make sure you empty it. But yeah, get on our schedule, and we can absolutely help reduce what you're seeing and put that barrier on the outside.
What is the investment for something like that to help our listeners not have to deal with the stink bugs and the box elder bugs? Because, oh, look, they look like ladybugs. No, they fly, and they're disgusting. and they stack up on each other two, three deep.
Yeah, they like to cluster together to keep
it's
warm.
Disgusting.
Yeah. The best bang for the buck, honestly, is to get on our quarterly program, because then you only pay for 4 services out of the year. And if anything pops up in between, it's covered. And with weather patterns the way it is anymore, and with nature, you never know what's going to happen. So this is like a security. It's like peace of mind.
We're on that program, plus the mosquito abatement program.
Yeah. Healthy home maintenance plan. Yeah,
every year.
And I'm giving $50 off to our listeners today for anyone that mentions the show. We've got people in the office now. $50 off of any new ongoing healthy home maintenance program.
What about that guy Mike who listens, that texted me, big fan of the show?
Yes.
He's listening right now, driving in his, he likes to drive GMAs. He likes to drive GMC trucks. He's out there smoking a cigar. Like, big fan of the show. You know, you could see him, right? He's out there. He's got his arm out, left arm out. He's driving with his right hand, you know. Just he's got his Diet Coke, not
so
the Coke
macho.
Zero, Diet Coke, you know, smoking the cigar, just listening, goes, hey, that knows her stuff. you know, would she come to St. Charles? I'm like,
oh yeah.
For a date? Or do you have I'm like, you're trying, am I
I'm glad this, you specified.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a little weird. I'm like, you know, I don't typically do that, but for Janelle, if she's interested, I would. I'm like, are you having some type of rodent or insect challenge? She's like, oh yeah, I forgot to put that in. I've got a mice challenge in St. Charles. Will she come to St. Charles? I'm like, to eradicate the mice? Yeah, while she's there, maybe if she's you know, is into you, maybe you could ask her out.
You know what's crazy? I had another story about St. Charles. Another woman called about a mouse getting in, and she's been in her house for 25 years or so. And this is the first time she's seen a mouse in like 10 years. But she also mentioned that her neighbor is doing some construction on the house next door. And that's all it takes, you guys. Like, when stuff gets stirred up in their natural habitats, of course these things are going to scurry away and get to the nut and, you know, the closest nook and cranny to hide away where food is. So,
got to take a break.
Mice are included in the Healthy Home Program, too. So it's a good thing to get on.
Yeah. So when you go to St. Charles, you know, take care of his mice and he might get a date out of it.
Good to know.
Don't tell his girlfriend. But it's a whole other thing. All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, best number.
Yep. 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Lindemann is coming up next. I want your dad to give a little history of the company.
Nice. Right?
That'd be great. Yeah.
Without him schlepping up and down chimneys on his days off of being a fire chief there, or fire captain, or whatever he was doing, you were part of the firefighting group, right?
Captain.
I didn't mean to insult you.
No, okay.
You know, let's talk about the history, and then we'll go into what you want. Is that all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
It's my show.
Great.
That's what we're doing.
It's your show.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home from Chicago at 720 WGN. We've got Gary Lindemann and Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney, Fireplace, Heating and Air Conditioning, coming up next. 312-981-7200. Gary, give us a little background of how this enterprise started. How long have you guys been in business?
Since back in the 1970s.
And what made you decide to start cleaning chimneys?
The whole story is I was doing some gutter cleaning, which is up on the eaves, stuff on my dime off from the fire department.
Ladder work.
Yeah, ladder work. And I was on a roof in the Lake Forest, and a lady named Mrs. Talbert said, you know, while you're up there, you should clean chimneys too. And I go, yeah, sure, if I ever do that, you'll be my first customer. And I started looking at it a little bit more, and I actually took a couple, several trips out to the East Coast to investigate it and learn quite a bit about it, and ran the idea past a bunch of my customers, and I got a great favorable response of 12, 15 people that said, yeah, I really should do that, you know. And, you know, being a firefighter, you know, fire prevention was always something that was a little bit in my mind. And,
sure.
And so I went out and bought all the equipment and got myself back in the day the tradition.
You had the hat?
I had the tuxedo T-shirt, the tuxedo tails, red scarf, the top hat. Yeah, Bozo the Clown had nothing on me.
I hope those pictures are on your website somewhere.
They're around, okay. They're around.
They're around. It's part of my past I can't get rid of, but no. You know, and I just set out and went and did it, and just try to treat everybody like I thought I'd like to be treated. You know, be fair with people, be honest with people, and treat their home the same way I would treat that job if it was my house that I was dealing with. And I'm very grateful that... my son, Rob, took over about 18 years ago. And, you know, even though I raised him my whole life and give him some good Christian values and stuff like that, you never know. When too many times in our society today, somebody starts a company and builds it up and builds a name up, and the second generation comes in and
destroys it, takes it right into the rocks.
Hundreds of times people... 2 or 3 years, it's all over. And I'm very, very grateful that Rob has continued on with the same tradition and fairness that done, and very proud of him.
Well, truthfully, it's his wife. I just want to let you know that.
No, she's great.
I just want to let you know, truthfully, Rob's got nothing to do with the company, that she's driving the bus right behind. He's just a pretty face.
Just a figurehead. That's all. What can I tell you?
I definitely would have went astray without her.
So. wandering aimlessly. But
did you think 40 years later, or 50 years later, that you'd be into heating and cooling and doing chimney repair and replacement and fireplace? A redesign and all that, Michigas. Did you ever see it morphing into that?
Not really. I was pretty content with just chimney cleaning, chimney relining, you know, and that sort of stuff. And it's a funny little family thing, and I'll throw it out there, is that Rob gives me a lot of credit for taking it from zero to where it was when he took over the company. He thinks that's the biggest part, the best thing that ever happened to the company. I, on the other hand, feel that what he's done with it since he's took it over in 2007 is spectacular compared to what I had done. So I guess you could say we're partners in the Mutual Admiration Society. I think he did well, and he thinks I did well.
So. Well, listen, in all seriousness, I bust chops here better than anybody, but in 50 years, we love having family-owned businesses here, right? We have Bob Dold, the family owned Rose, he has owned the company, the Dold family over 100-some years. Mm-hmm. Ruben owned JC Restoration before they sold out to Blue Sky. It was a family-owned business, a minority-owned business.
Sure.
You guys built this up from nothing, right? Your days off at the fire, being a captain, hopping on ladders, making a couple extra bucks to feed the family. And here you've got one of the most respected heating, air conditioning, chimney, fireplace, heating, and cooling companies in the Midwest, if not the country, where people are buying fireplace implementations from you here in Lake Bluff. I mean, that's a hats off to you. One of those goofy top hats that you used to wear. Hats off to you, and thanks for coming down.
When I used to don my outfit in its entirety, I would get into people's homes, and they would. I'd always ring the doorbell with that on, and I'd be asked to take pictures with all different kinds of people, everything from grandma in a wheelchair to the cheerleader daughter to the favorite dog of the family, you name it. But it was fun, and I kept a nice collection of all those photos.
Did they used to come to the door with a bowl of candy thinking it was trick-or-treat, and here's an old guy just roaming around?
Not yet.
Kind of lost?
I've been made appointments, so they got to be there at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon because that's when our daughter's birthday party is, so they want the act to come in there for it. But, and I used to even, part of the folklore was that if you had a chimney sweep walking towards you on your wedding day, it was very, very favorable. Hmm. And I was hired by many people to hand roses to the bride. And
that's awesome.
Unbelievable.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
But you're lucky you did it when you did, because nowadays you're not getting through. Nobody answers the door, right? No. And they're talking through their ring. What do you want? Whack job in the hat and the scarf?
look at that outfit out there. Don't let him in, whatever we do.
Call the cops. This guy, here he's back again, roaming around with a brush and a ladder. All right. Well, we're out of time. We're going to talk more about what you guys do in the next hour, if that's okay. I wanted to get Gary schlepped all the way down here, endured breakfast with us, and yes.
And kudos out to the tax collectors in Lake County. They've already got my money.
They're on it. I had a texter here. I'm moving to Cook County. You don't have to pay taxes, which is great.
Wow.
They're going to get us one way or the other. I just hope they get to it before the end of the year so those that can write off your real estate taxes can write off your real estate taxes. 312-981-7200. The news is next from that's the MegaPost call, text, and photo line. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Coming up after the break, we've got Pete Marrero from Blue Sky Restoration talking about getting yourself ready and your house ready and your company ready for what's about ready to hit us, because winter is coming within the next 60 to 90 days. Home Sweet Home Chicago here at WGN. We're going to take a quick break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. To the texter from the 262 that's texting us about Charlie Kirk, who passed away, and may his memory be an eternal blessing, and the president, they think you need to seek some type of psychological help. These texts are kind of worrisome and enough already. 312-981-7200. You don't have to agree with everybody, what everybody says. May his memory be a blessing. Okay, move on. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. Pete Marrero, we have about 60 days, mm-hmm. 75 days. Again, I've mentioned on the show numerous times, there's been Halloweens where I'm sweating bullets when I was dressed as a duck outfit and when my daughters were growing up. And the next year, it was sleeting, snowing, and raining sideways, and I was freezing my rear end off. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like it could go either way on Halloween, right? You either get the downpours and the kids are running around 9, 10 o'clock collecting the bowls of candy that people left at the outside their house to clean up, or you're sweating. So, but you know, Thanksgiving is, you know, it could be where we're getting close to the end of the year and things start changing. Yeah. And our listeners need to be prepared.
Just like, I agree. And, you know, I've always been asked, when is your busy season? Well, you know, there's obviously, you know,
there's a fire.
Yeah. Tornadoes. There's storms. There's, right. You know, hurricane season. But Blue Sky, we're blessed to be in a position to serve our customers and clients and your listeners. And it seems to be just consistent all year round. Like busy season, I've been busy all year, you know. And you just said it. Fires happen.
Yep.
Call us when you have a fire. You call the professional. You call the heroes, the firefighters. Guess who comes in right after them? Blue Sky Restoration. We come in right after them.
Pipe breaks.
Pipes break because you know they freeze, but also
they break.
They just break. They break. There's a statistic. It's like every 50 something seconds, a pipe broke in Chicago.
Yeah.
That is just because of the history of the
pressure. Yeah. The type of pipe that they use in the past, mm-hmm. the use of that pipe, the stress on the pipe, the home settling, the building settling. There's so many different factors that, you know, everything's working great. Let's go get it. Happened to me in a new build in Valparaiso, mm-hmm. Indiana. Mm-hmm. I went to go get a haircut. I came back. I hear a psss, right. It's like it sounded like the shower was on. I'm like, exactly. I didn't leave a shower on the basement. So I walk in the basement. My entire base, it was a new build. A PVC valve popped in the basement and flooded my entire basement.
Was that a condo?
No, it was a townhouse.
Townhouse.
Yeah, brand new build.
Well, especially in multifamily buildings, that's where we shine. Because these pipes break, of course, like on the 40th floor.
Yeah.
And then they discover it in the lobby. So you need an expert professional that can go through that building and follow the cavity, the shafts.
It's going down the chase.
Exactly.
It's going down the electrical chase where all the wires are run.
Yeah, yeah. And Blue Sky Restoration, we come in with infrared cameras, moisture meters, and we're able to test the walls and actually map from the source all the way on down to the parking garage at the lower level, and then immediately dispatch and get things dried out. Because when it's a fresh water pipe, you only got about 70, you know, 2-3 days before it starts to turn into discoloration or mold, right? And then it's a whole other project.
Sure.
So that's what we're in position to do. A lot of folks in the market, they may travel. They may be preparing now to open up, you know, the home in Arizona and Florida, things of that nature. Who is going to stop by the home to check it out? Do you have a family member, a friend, a neighbor? Do you have Ring cameras? Do you have this technology where you can turn the cameras onto your property now?
Sensors.
To monitor what is happening. So in my career, 15 years doing this, I got the call. Hey, we're out of the state, but we have a water sensor. I don't even know this technology, but it beeps when the sump pump overflows or something like that. Now, that's great because you can get to it fast. You call Blue Sky. We come out within the hour, assess, and get the ball rolling. You don't have to be there. A lot of this happens over phone call, email.
You also kill the water. You stop the source of the water. You disconnect. You turn the water, shut the water off into the house so the water stops flowing into wherever it's flowing into. If it's up on the second floor, it's going to be in the basement if you have a basement or all over your first floor. You're not going to stop that water from moving. It's going to find the easiest path of resistance,
right.
And it's going to go through everything. If there's a crack, it's going to make that crack bigger, and it's going to destroy whatever in its path.
And it's our job to find the six sides of dry, right? The north, south, east, west, up, down. Where's the water? How far did it go? What's the extent? And we're trained to give you this information within minutes, hours of us being there at a building, whether it's big or small, and getting you that reporting and documentation. A lot of our projects turn insurance claims, and we're there before. Folks don't know, do I call my insurance? Do I not? We'll say something like, well, hold on, let's take a look at it first before you activate your insurance. We'll figure out, you know, do you have the proper coverage? Speak to your broker, speak to your agent. Once they file the claim, if it's big enough situation, yeah, you pay your deductible, but you've got the coverage and your insurance will dispatch an adjuster. Blue Sky, we specialize in working with them and presenting them, this is what we have, this is what needs to happen. And often they're like, well, why haven't you started yet? And we're like, well, you got to cover this, right? Right. You got to let us know if we're good to go. Okay, you got the green light. And so when you partner with Blue Sky Restoration, you should expect you know, excellence. It's one of our core values. That's how we operate. So documentation, showing up on time, always being there for you, for your listeners and our clients, our commercial property managers, multifamily property managers, our hospital facility managers, and senior living.
Taking a quick break here because we're already a couple minutes late. Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach out.
Yeah, save this number, 800-266-5677, and it's goblusky.com. No E in blue sky, GOBLUSKY.com. And check us out on all social media. We feature David every now and again.
You got it.
You never like my stuff, David. You got to like my stuff,
dude,
man.
I've got things going on. I got to like his stuff. 312-981-7200. The texter wasn't happy with my response.
No, not at all. Yeah, well, that doesn't look good.
No, well,
he's not listening now anyway.
Well, I'll respond to the texter, yeah, after. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 7200. We're a real estate show, okay? This isn't the expose your hate show for elected officials. The only person that could do that is me on your behalf to the knuckleheads that run Cook County, okay? And we'll talk more after the break. We try to have fun, light, you know.
Yeah.
50% of the people love something, 50% of the people hate it. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, let them know. Call us if you have a fire.
Call Blue Sky. 312-981. Something tells me they live in a bunker. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Let's review.
My wife likes to buy kiddie pools, load them up with food to feed every single animal.
You know, you can tell the female and the male duck because the female takes charge.
Because the male follows the female around.
Yeah, yep. Well, the female comes over and eats, and then the sluggish male brings up the rear and just lays down.
Are you describing David or a duck? I'm just trying to figure out.
David under the bus.
What are we really talking
Hold
about?
Hold on. People in Oklahoma are going, what's a schmuck?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Father-in-law and mother-in-law went to Florida 2 years ago. I told the story before. And they had a pipe break in their basement. My sister-in-law would go over there once a week and caught it, but she missed a couple weeks. And they had furniture floating in their basement. Okay, there was thousands of gallons of water, and he got into it with the people out in McHenry County. Like, hey, you know, it's December, and you've got, like, you know, the meter running, right? Isn't there a red flag going on someplace to, like, say, hey, you might want to send somebody over there? And so they got it all figured. Now he turns the water off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There you go. That's part of being prepared.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure they had insurance. They activated their insurance. Yes. Know your coverage. I always share that on the radio. Know your coverage, because you should have two separate policies for your structure, dwelling, and for your contents, your furniture. What's going to happen, right? What if you have limited contents coverage? Well, you may only have, I'm just saying, 10 grand in coverage. Well, that's your washer, your dryer. Yeah. That's your one sofa, and you're done.
You're done.
And then you've got the structure itself. So the drywall, the carpet, the wood flooring, all that stuff. Know that stuff in advance. That's part of being prepared. Because, you know, these things, it's, you know, hopefully it never happens to you if you're listening. But if not, you know, not when, but what is the saying? If not now, when, you know. But it could happen, and that's why you have insurance. And you need to be prepared. You need a partner like Blue Sky. David, you trust Blue Sky?
Yeah.
We've worked at your
properties. You've been in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and phone number.
Partner, yeah, 800-266-5677.
All right, we're going to... Rita, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mr. Hochberg. How are you doing?
Good. My dad's doing great. I'm David. This is my friend David. Rita in Wheeling.
Rita.
Who I help with her reverse mortgage questions.
I'm a Wheeling Wildcat, right?
Yeah. Oh, you certainly are. You've been with me a couple of years. That doesn't sound good, but, I mean, we've seen each other on business terms.
Right. Well, if you want to see us on personal terms, I got to get the gold card from my wife and get a pass.
You got a star on that one too.
Yeah. But Rita lost her husband a couple of years ago. She has a reverse mortgage, and every time there's something comes in the mail, she gets a little concerned about. She's on a fixed income, and she always calls me, and I always call her back, and I always answer her questions. And been on the phone with Rita at her house and on the phone on conference calls for hours at a time, getting things squared up. Is that a correct assessment, Rita?
That's correct. You're a little angel for me.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Rita's about 5 foot tall, weighs about 75 pounds, with holding 2 5-pound weights in each hand. Okay.
Aww.
So I have to take care of my girlfriend in Wheeling. It's like 5 minutes from my house, so it's a quick shot over, right? Nobody knows the difference. So what's going on with taxes? So Rita has a reverse mortgage, which means...
Going well. I got my payment like we were talking about. Everything went well.
Okay.
Thanks to you helping me out.
All right, we got it all squared up. But now what a lot of our listeners don't realize is if you have a reverse mortgage, you have to pay your taxes to the county, right, and your insurance to your insurance agent. We had a little kerfuffle with her insurance that we got took about 90 minutes to get fixed, but we got it fixed. Okay, that was one of the many calls that I've been on with Rita. Now you're calling about your real estate taxes because you haven't gotten a bill yet, right?
Exactly. And what I wanted to let you know is that I tried the middle of June and the end of June, all the way up until this past week. I called. In the meantime, I had gotten a letter from the assessor's office, you know, giving you the a new change in your property assessment. So, anyways, they decided to. She gave me a number for Maria
Pappas'
number, and I called there, and then they referred me to a different tax number, which is 312-603-5100, and they said that. Oh, well, maybe at the end of this month it might be ready to go.
It's not going to be. My sources say you have a chance of giving birth to Siamese twins elephants, Rita, and you know how difficult that would be.
That would be really difficult for me.
It would be kind of cool, but probably make a little money on that, get a little, you know, camera crew over there. But
is Wheeling still Cook County?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There is no shot that you will have a tax bill from my sources, my numerous sources, within the next 10 days. It is not happening. So don't worry about that. It's not going to happen.
Is your mortgage company going to get upset about that?
Well, your mortgage company knows how incompetent Cook County is because they've been dealing with Cook County incompetence for decades. And they just want to make sure that when the tax bill comes out, that you make the tax payment as a reverse mortgage holder because it's your responsibility to pay it. Okay? So... Don't get nervous. Don't worry about it. I just hope they get it out in time so you and the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of residential and business owners can pay their taxes in 2025 in the next, 60, 70 some days so they could deduct their real estate taxes on their 2025 taxes in 2026. And there doesn't seem to be any type of urgency because have you heard anything on the news about real estate tax bills not being out?
No.
Well, kind of funny, huh? I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah, it was supposed to be sent out. I made a mistake. Thank you, listener. It was supposed to be sent out per statute 30 days before August 1st, and then it's due on August 1st, and you've got until September 1st to pay it without a penalty. We're at September 20th today. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not Maria Pappas' fault, and I don't think it's Fitzkagie's fault this time. Again, allegedly, it's this Tyler Technologies, who I put a call into, and it would be nice if some other media in this town would start doing some type of investigation as to what's going on, because I have other things to do during the day. I have, you know, the world to save one loan at a time because rates are down and they really don't have time to schlep over and start digging through records at the county level to find out how much money we invested with Tyler Technologies for their wonderful technologies that allegedly is causing the problem. So I listen, do not worry a pound on your 75-pound body, okay? That this I know you get nervous over everything. This is not going to be a big deal for you right now. I'm on it, and... hopefully Maria will come on next Saturday. I invited her on. I reached out to her this week. She had something going on today. And you know, Maria is going to tell it to you straight. So we'll get to the bottom of it, Rita. And if you got any questions, you know how to reach me, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for confirming all my questions and my mental problems about that tax business, you know?
You have no mental problems. You have concerns, okay? And happy New Year to you and your family, Rita, okay?
Thank you so much, and you as well. Thank you so much for hearing me out.
Of course. L'shana tova. She's a fellow landsman, a landswoman, and that's what we say. Rob.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Lashana Tova.
Lashana Tova. All right, Rita, we'll talk to you later. We got to hit a quick break. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Tony Preckwinkle, Rickshaw Ready, or Uber Black. Is that the one with the luxury? Uber Black or Rickshaw? You pick. If you want fresh air, I'll send the Rickshaw that plays Elton John, because I know how much you love Elton John. You know, Mama Bear. Circling the wagons. Don't talk to anybody about this. Yeah. Great, great leadership at the county we have here in Cook County. Bunch of clown show down there. 312-981-7200. I wonder how many elected officials are going to Broadview today to get pushed aside by ICE agents. 312-981. How about this? Why don't you just do your freaking jobs, right? Get the tax bills out. It's not that tough. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Tour Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. I recorded a very interesting Behind the Badge Illinois podcast this week. We had an expert on. We had three chiefs, Chief Brueggemann down in O'Fallon, Chief Bird up in DeKalb, Chief Leonis out in Lincolnshire. And it's a show about police chiefs' perspective on things going on. And one lady down in O'Fallon was from a credit union talking about fraud and online scams, which is fantastic. Suzanne, she was great. And there was a lady, I believe her name was Liz, and I apologize if I screw up her name, who was the manager at a bank robbery up in the DeKalb area, and she recanted her story. So that's pretty powerful stuff if you're looking for something to listen to. I don't like to promote what I do, but that's pretty good stuff. So it's Behind the Badge, Illinois. It should be up already at WGN.com. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. David, there was a front-page story in yesterday's Tribune that they expect taxes to be out in 1 month's time. I'm going to take the over on that one. And that's just me speaking from myself here. And then somebody mentioned something about, why don't I run for office? What did it say? If I don't...
if you're going to complain that much about what's going on in Cook County, why don't you just run for office and shut it?
I think it. Okay, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
So I want everybody to know that I did put in a request because I wanted to run for village president in Northbrook, or trustee, because I'm tired of the clown show in Northbrook, right? And I check with Mary, and there's a NextStar policy that if I run for office, I can't be on air while I run for office. And I have three kids, a wife, two dogs, one with cancer, and a wife that likes to feed every living animal during the winter for 6 months. And I have Chewy boxes showing up on a weekly basis, Gary. Okay.
Yeah, believe it.
So I have a family to feed, and I unfortunately cannot afford to be off WGN for my business for the 6 to 8 months that I'll be running for a local office, let alone Cook County. And if they would allow me on, which I understand is a corporate policy, I'm not arguing, that's fine. Thank you, Mary. I would run. But I have a obligation to my family right now at this stage of my life. Unfortunately, financially, I can't run. Unless somebody wants to fund me and my family, you could call me and bankroll me while I'm off the air for 8 months and make up the lost income that I would have from the leads that are not generated from me being off the air. Okay, we covered that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-72. I'll cover anything. Yes, sir, Gary.
I feel your pain. We have 22 bird feeders.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Is it your wife or is it you?
No, not me.
It's not you.
It's a foul situation, though.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah, very well. I got possums showing up. I've got squirrels. I got squirrels with three legs, and I got a squirrel with one eye, and I got a squirrel with half a tail.
Oh,
and my wife
God.
Feels bad for the ones that are almost dead. I'm just like, we're fattening them up for the hawks, right? I'm like, all you're doing is, you know, you're making a smorgasbord for the hawks that are out there, or the owls, or the coyotes that are going to come pick them off. Agnes and Willowbrook, how are you? Welcome to Wildlife Talk, Homes in Chicago segment. Agnes, how are you? How can we help?
Hi. I own a townhouse, and we have a condo association. I went through the process to apply for a reverse mortgage with my broker.
Yeah.
After we went through the whole process, paying $550 for the all the documentation we needed.
Yeah.
Found out that
it's not FHA approved.
Right. Well, no. We knew that. We knew we weren't FHA approved.
And they were going to try to get a spot approval that they didn't get. Yeah.
Right. But we found out that our association in 2011 dropped the FHA approval.
Right.
And I think it might have been because they changed the bylaws and we don't allow rentals.
Right.
Found out after all of that process that that's a requirement from FHA that they have to allow rentals.
Yeah.
Or leasing.
That's a bad lender. The lender should have known that before putting you through all that.
Really?
Yes. We asked those questions ahead of time.
$50 later.
Yeah. And a month of your time, which I feel for you. And you heard me once over the radio when you said condo, because a townhouse could be a planned unit development or a condo. You don't know because you don't know how it's titled. You can't look at it on the outside.
Right. Yeah.
Your lender should have asked those questions. That's what we ask. When you say condo, we just stop right there, because our percentage of getting condos approved on FHA loans, get spot approvals, is less than zero. And we don't want to put the borrower through it. We don't want to put
I knew that we didn't allow rentals, but I didn't know that that was an FHA requirement.
Yeah, we do. Well, if you do reverse mortgages enough, you know that. Yeah, I'm sorry you went through that. Are you?
So there's no other way to get around that, huh?
You could get a home equity line of credit and use that as a reverse mortgage. The challenge is you got to make a payment. The challenge is you're gonna run out at the end eventually, and you're gonna have to do something at the end. So,
right.
Know, the short term HELOC could get you the same results. Sorry that you experienced what you experienced.
Are there any lines of credit where they're not a variable rate of interest, where they're more a fixed rate of interest?
Those are called home equity loans. Those are typically higher in an interest rate and higher in a payment. The home equity line of credit, Agnes, right now, you're in a good downward mobile rate market. And my team at Kane County Teachers Credit Union has a introductory offer if you qualify prime minus 2. So you'd be at 5.25% now because the rates were cut a quarter point. So you'd be paying interest only. So how much do you owe on your condo?
$32,000.
How much is your condo worth?
Around $350,000.
So $300,000 is $280,000, is $240,000, $50,000, $80,000 is $40,000. So $320,000. You could get $360,000. You would qualify for up to a $360,000 home equity line of credit. You'd pay off the $30,000 that you owe, have access to the $230,000, and you could use that to pay it off, knowing that at the end you're going to run out of money and you're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And I could talk to you more about it off air. We got to hit a break here, my friend.
Yeah. I would like to, because my rate of interest right now is 4.37.
Yeah. It's a payment though. It's a payment. So you've got principal and interest, and right now you need to survive and get to tomorrow. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, let me...
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, hang on. We're going to send you two Mr. Floor Cleaning products because of the headache that the last lender should have called me first. I went to, wasted your $500 and wasted all that time. That's why we always advise everybody to give us a call. I'm not trying to beat you up, but that's why we're sending you two. All right? Yep. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. We all have those calls. I called somebody else. I've heard Rose Pest Solutions.
Oh, every day.
I still have the mice.
Yep.
I had mold in my basement. I went to ABC, BDEFG company, and I didn't call Blue Sky.
There's a difference between people who will put a Band-Aid on something to get you by and people who actually get to the root of the problem.
I need my chimney done, and I called Truck in a Truck instead of a company that was started by a fire captain 50 years ago and taken over by his son in 2007, 2008, and is still here and expanding. You get what you pay for, and we'll talk about more after the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If anybody else wants to challenge me why I don't run for office, you could call me on my cell phone, 773-456-6526. I'll be more than happy have in-depth conversations with you off the air. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We'll come back more with the roundtable after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landing.
I got so many more views.
Did you know I was on John Records Landing? I don't know if I told you.
Do you know how many more people watch his show?
But when I was on with John Records Landing.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right about that.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
No, I didn't.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Same guy that is asking me why I don't run is asking something about... Also, last time I heard the First Amendment, still good. I never questioned the First Amendment. What's in the water? Is something going on? Yeah. Are we listening to the same show?
Yeah, I don't know. I told you.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I respect everybody's opinion. I don't necessarily agree with everybody's opinion, but I respect everybody's opinion. It's a free world. You can say what you want. To a certain point.
Seem to be a lot of them.
Seem to be
too.
A lot. Right. I don't have to agree with everybody, but it is what it is. And I don't know what First Amendment's got to do with anything. I just was answering your question there. Texter. 312-981-7200. Jim has tiny insects in his home, Janelle.
Oh.
And the first person he thought of was you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi. I have insects inside my house that bite me and leave a mosquito-like bite mark that also itches. But they are so tiny, I feel them land on my skin, but I cannot see them, and I have 20/20 vision. I can feel them on my skin. I swat it with a towel, it goes away, and they just keep coming back.
Is this happening when you're sitting outside or when you're inside the house?
They are inside my house.
Okay.
I'm thinking they hitched a ride because I walk around under the trees quite a bit. And I bet they hitched a ride on my shirt or cap or something, and they're inside.
But you've actually been able to see them, and they're teeny tiny?
No, I can't
see them. Oh, you can't see them. Okay.
I wear goggles, 20/20 vision. I cannot see them.
Interesting. Where on your body are you getting bitten most? Your legs or ankles or...
Mostly on my arms, and
okay.
I now walk around with my long gym pants and a shirt on. I don't walk around in shorts or t-shirts anymore.
Do you have
house.
Any cats or dogs in the house?
No.
Okay,
no,
so this is probably not a flea situation then. This is a tough one. I think you've kind of stumped me.
Have you got pictures of the bites on your skin in appropriate areas that would not be inappropriate to text to us?
Yeah, I put a 1% hydrocortisone solution on them right away. I could send you a picture of my left hand. I've been itching my left finger so much that I peel the skin off.
You can hold off.
I'm just wondering, are the bites linear or are they seemingly random? Do you have like 2-3 in a row?
No, they're random.
Okay.
It's not bed bugs
this
or
anything. This doesn't sound like bed bugs, yeah.
How about latex body suits?
Not at night. It seems like when I'm in my kitchen... I have the most issues with them landing on me.
Interesting.
Stay out of the kitchen.
yeah. I don't know what this could be. Have you seen a doctor about the bites at all?
No, it's been going on for 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. It's just not something that sounds normal.
Fruit flies.
They can't pierce the skin.
They can't pierce the skin.
No, they don't have piercing, sucking mouth parts, which are the proboscis part of an insect. Jim, I don't know. You're stumping me. We might have to... if you could text us a photo of the bites, maybe I can tell a little bit more. But without seeing the insect itself, it's so hard to diagnose.
Okay.
But we can talk off the air, too. We can try to get to the bottom of this. I could try to send someone out to take a look for you, something like that.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't see them.
I might want to think about moving. Here's one... Here's a texter with some medical advice, which we probably shouldn't give, but it's kind of a Wally Phillips moment. Over-the-counter hydrocortisone is a good start, but this guy needs prescription triamcinolone. How'd I do, Rob?
Close. Triamcinolone?
Yeah. Okay. Wordsmith. What?
What was that word?
Triamcinolone.
Ay, ay, ay. The bottom line is, it's almost impossible to diagnose this, Jim, without seeing the actual insect. But I can try to get you as far as I can with taking a look at that. And then if anything else, maybe check in with your doctor and see if they can tell something.
Well, we will have... we'll have Janelle follow up. They are most prevalent at dusk and dawn. Really look them up. So
interesting. Yeah. Unless it's like a house mosquito, but you would see those. So
yeah. Texter said no see-ems.
Oh,
is that what a texter said?
That's a type of a midge, and those tend to, like, you know, when you're outside and there's like a cluster of bugs in the air. Then, but I don't think that's it either. I don't think those would not make their way indoors like this.
Are you dating anybody?
I mean, I wonder if it's like a
I'm turning over every stone, Gary. I'm turning over every stone.
I'm wondering if you have a sensitivity to, like, mites of some sort, like dust mites or something like that. So that's why I recommended, like, seeing a doctor, because they often see those things more than we would.
Would that be a dermatologist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A dust mite, you think it could be?
Yeah, it could be. And sometimes it's a matter of just getting, like, you know, different linens for your bed or an encasement, something like that. But it could be anything at this point. It's hard to say.
Jim, Janelle's going to give you a call off air, try to figure this out.
And
come up with some type of eradication challenge for you there, or solution for you. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. I just, you know, if he was dating somebody, maybe like biting and leaving bite marks, and he doesn't realize it. I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to help. And I still think my idea of a full body latex suit is awesome.
Very uncomfortable.
But he won't get bug bites. Look, if they go through the latex suit, Rob, he's got to move.
Wow.
That's a problem.
Phone number, Janelle.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
Everybody hang tight. 312-981-7200. D with deck staining, we're going to hook you up with Permasteel. Josephine, Midway Sump Pump Smell, we're going to hook you up with Permasteel. D, we're going to hook you up with Mega Pros. Mm-hmm. And Josephine, we're going to hook you up with Permasteel, because nobody on the show here can handle those two questions, and we don't want you hanging on through the break. So we're going to let Iridian get through with Jim's call, pick you up, and connect you with those two companies that will help you out. Permasteel for the deck stain, and
Mega
Pros for the deck stain, and Permasteel for the sump pump.
There you go.
Thank God we got another hour to go.
Prevagen.
What?
Prevagen. Prevagen.
Yeah. I'm Dick Smart.
It's not for the deck.
Prevagen. Yeah. I'm a walking Prevagen commercial here. Hey, Prevagen. Anybody that in the sales department, I got a great Prevagen. I'd be a good sponsor right here. Very
good,
well played.
Very good.
Right. This is David Hochberg. Prevagen. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This came in 11:48, so a little delayed. 815 would like to know. David, love your show. So they're going to get their question answered, their text read right away. Right. Question for Lindemann. Can they do an estimate for chimney work and possible liner while homeowner are gone? I would assume still alive, but not in the house, instead of deceased, gone.
I would hope so.
Yes.
That'd be a little
awkward, tough to collect.
Uncomfortable for the technician that we send there.
And payment of service
would be
a little difficult. Be the aging of that receivable will be a long time. But go ahead.
We would want to be able to get into the house with someone there. Some of our regular customers give us garage codes and things like that to get in. But in order to find out what's going on with the chimney, we got to get up on top. We got to put cameras inside. We got to evaluate everything else that's going on in the house to find out what the best solution for the problem that they think they have.
Is part of that having conversations with the homeowner as to what type of challenges they're experiencing?
Right. I mean, the typical call would be there's a missing brick. You know, how much would it cost to fix that? But something caused the brick to fail. There's more things going on the inside. Fixing the one brick isn't the right solution for the homeowner. We got to find out what's best for them.
What caused that brick to pop out of that chimney?
Right. Correct.
It's not just that one brick is what you're saying. It could be foundational. It could be It's foundational.
Could be
word?
Bats in the belfry.
Could be bats in
that's
the belfry.
That's possible too. Yeah, but we've seen a lot of that.
Cats in the cradle.
Yeah.
With the silver spoon.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. And we have a dermatologist. We're going to end the gentleman with the bug bites that he didn't know what was biting him. And my genius recommendation of a latex suit, which I'm standing by. Don't shake your head. Don't shake your head. It is a solution to a problem. And I am a solution savant. Okay, a latex suit would stop the challenge. Would you agree? Nothing's gift. He gets through the latex suit, he's got bigger problems.
But he's still got to breathe, so there's ways that these little bugs could get through.
Well, the latex suits that you wear are little, I don't know what you're wearing, but the ones that my friends tell me, they don't make them my size, there's eye holes and breathing apparatus.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. What type of latex are you wearing? I don't want to know. 312-981-7200. For the guy who thinks he has bug bites, it took me 5 years, 8 doctors. Biopsies, diagnoses is the diagnosis is perigonodularis. Looks like bites and it itches terribly, but it is an autoimmune condition for which I get an injection drug that controls it. So much better. Dermatologists can help them. Okay, we are putting that to bed. It is. We're not talking about late, unless Rob, you want to go a little deeper with your latex.
You probably should have
collection.
Some sort of one of those disclaimers. That says, I'm not a doctor.
It makes the most sense. It did not sound like any insects that I was aware of. So dermatologist is the best way to go.
Okay, and if Rob's available for voiceover work as well, 312-981-7200 312-981-7200. There were many ways we could have gone there. I'm just leaving it there. Blue Sky Restoration. Buddy of mine had a fire, right? He's like, I got the fire. The insurance came out. My house and the fire people are giving me these names, and people are coming over giving me these names. Like, what should I do? I'm like, one name, Blue Sky. I'm like, here's Corey, here's Pete. Just call. I'm like, was everybody okay? Yeah, everybody get out okay. Mm-hmm. Dogs are good. Yeah, kids are everybody's good. Yeah, like, listen, I don't give a crap about your house. Well, you know, I had this. I'm like, yeah, you can rebuild it, right? You can't replace a life. Just get the hell out of the house, right? Well, my Blackhawks jersey, get the hell out of the house, right? Well, my signed Dick Butkus jersey, get the hell out of the house.
We appreciate your trust and your referral, and yeah, get out of the property and save yourself, save your family. That's
what it's about.
That's one. Second, reach out to folks you trust to get a referral. You need a restoration partner. Some folks think they can general manage their own restoration project after a fire. There's so much to navigate.
Heck no.
Especially if you got your insurance. You know, the worst thing is, I hear this, and I've seen it, inheritance. You just inherited a home.
Sure.
And the insurance lapsed, or you didn't have insurance
didn't
on
have
it.
Insurance.
And then there was a fire, and then it's a complete, total loss. But more often than not, there is insurance. Even on investment properties that are being rehabbed, we see equipment left on site and a fire goes up. You need Blue Sky in your corner. Call us today, 800-266-5677. And
commercial properties, Pete.
Absolutely.
Commercial properties. Guys are up top doing something, sealing corners with tar. Mm-hmm. Something gets caught on fire, building's done.
Yep, they've got a torch. They're melting something. They're soldering, whatever the case may be. And Blue Sky, we are trusted by Class A commercial buildings. We're doing tabletop exercises with them all the time.
Right.
Whether it's monthly, quarterly, yearly, they require it. So they bring in all their experts into the room, and we walk through a real-world scenario.
Did you see the video that was posted? It was either Palatine or Arlington Heights Police. There was a house fire up in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
The dog was still in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Police officer went in, released the dog from the room because there was a dog gate. Then went over. The dog went over to its leash, right? Knew what the dog, smart, smoke is filled. It clipped the dog into a leash, took the dog out the front. They started coughing because, you know, you could hear. I think it was a police officer. Kudos. If our listeners know what it is, I want to give the police officer a shout out for being brave and taking care of the dog and getting everybody out. But it happens every day. The first responders are amazing.
I've seen a 64-unit condo had a fire, every unit affected. And like 2 weeks later, we found living Several cats.
No way.
Several cats. Every unit, the door was open to every unit.
Yep.
You couldn't just walk in there. You needed PPE, hazmat, you needed all this stuff. But Blue Sky, we were trusted to go into each unit with each owner. And over the course of, I think it was like 2 weeks, walked out with a couple of cats. Yeah, that was amazing.
Phone number.
800-266-5677. GoBlueSky.com. No E in Blue Sky.
Please take the time to plug it into your phone now,
because
that number is like a HELOC. You plug it in now, so when you never thought you need it, you could just type in Blue Sky on your phone, and it might not be you, it might be your friend, it might be your family,
exactly.
It might be a coworker or neighbor, and the listeners I talk to that I stress, take a HELOC out when you don't need it, so it's there when you need it. Same thing with you, right? You don't want to have that fire or the flood or the tornado come through in the middle of the night or the pipe break.
Right.
Have the number in your phone, Blue Sky Restoration. Phone number is what?
800-266-5677.
All right, I'm going to take a break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Your father falls under first-timer.
Ah.
He has to sing.
That's correct.
He has to sing. It's a rule.
We got a choice of songs?
Yes. You're singing. So we're going to give you a choice of song. I don't give a crap how long you are, what company you started. You're a retired firefighter. It's a rite of passage, Mr. Lindemann.
That's
you
true.
Have to sing.
Yeah.
Everybody sings.
Grandma's in this.
No. Save it. No. It's not. It doesn't work like that, brother. You can't just pick your own song or make it up on the fly like you did. 312-981. Nobody knows what the hell you just sang. 312-981-7. This isn't the Hollers of West Virginia. 312-981-7. And I've been to the Hollers of West Virginia. They don't even sing that in the Hollers of West Virginia. I stayed in South Point, Indiana, South Point, Ohio for 6 months. I know the Hollers. That ain't the Hollers music. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago, 720 WJ.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. For everybody out there that is interested, you could send us your pictures. So since you are officially a rookie to the show, you're not going to sing now. You still have 40 minutes to go. This is the song that Mr. Gary Lindemann has chosen.
You'll never find.
Okay. You got it? Okay.
As long as
I got the words right here, buddy. You don't have to worry about it. All right? You're not doing some hillbilly backwoods gibberish that you try to get off on
this
us right here.
My first time, and you're trying to figure out how to keep me from ever coming back.
Yeah, yeah. And you can put your. He's got his jug out and his spoons and the washing board out. I'm like, this isn't the Beverly Hillbillies. This is WGN Radio, a legacy radio station, 100 plus years. I don't know what the hell I'm doing on here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Are rats still a challenge?
All day, every day.
Really?
In fact, I had one on my second floor balcony, well, in the neighbor's area, and I had to tell the neighbors, like, you guys need to clean up your porch area. They had a bag of bird seed that had just spilled out everywhere. And I was sitting out back with my cats, like I do almost every night when it's nice. And all of a sudden, my one cat, Chopino, ran over to the next door neighbor's area and got into a little squabble with a rat. And I mean, anything like that, any bird seed, any animal food, dog food, I mean, you know, in your backyard, if you leave anything out, the rats will find it. They will take advantage of it. Garbage, too.
847 just texted in a gigantic spider. I don't know what the hell that is. That is like Jurassic Park. Not sure if this video transmits, but these creatures are drilling holes. Here, quickly
come on over.
Okay. Are drilling holes and laying larvae all over a fallen branch. Should we be concerned about them doing damage to healthy trees?
That's not a spider, first of all.
Here, talk to
that's not a spider. That looks like a parasitic wasp. And the reason we would have parasitic wasps right now is because they actually eat other insects like spiders and like stink bugs. These are one of the only predators of overwintering pests. And they lay their eggs with this big, you see this big loopy thing? That's their ovipositor. That's what they use to insert their eggs into the bodies of other insects. And when the eggs hatch, the larva has its first meal in that insect.
Okay, kids, enjoy your lunch. You thank all your dietary tract challenges today to Janelle Iacino. So that's a wasp?
It's a parasitic wasp, yeah.
Can you get rid of those?
I mean, they don't pose a risk to humans, and they rarely sting. It's just that they're out in full force right now because there's a lot of spiders and things for them to eat.
Jeez Louise, that's gigantic.
It shouldn't damage the tree at all, though, either. It should do nothing to that.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Property tax bill delays. My theory is the bill will be extraordinarily high, and this allows taxpayers to fill their escrow accounts to pay the high bills. I have no idea what that means, but I will tell you this. I don't think, I truly believe that it is this challenge this year is due to the fact of technology. I do believe in past years it was incompetence of Fitzkagey and the assessor's office from experience and from what others have told me. I'm not going to blame this on Fitz this time, okay? But I'm not a big fan of Fitz, and there's an election coming up in 400-some days, and we all have a vote to do things. Tony, could you get my text screen up here? I accidentally shut it. I think those wasps infected our text. I hit the wrong button. I don't think that this is a game that Cook County's playing. I just think it's just incompetence in hiring. If it is this Tyler technology, allegedly, they should stand by their product and fix it. As a resident and taxpayer of Cook County that went into buying this technology, it'd be nice if it worked. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. The biggest challenges that you guys have, we heard Pete mention that people are calling around to different folks. What's the biggest challenge that you and your dad have and the folks at Lindemann have?
The biggest business challenge?
Yeah. Yeah. Like
probably everyone calling us in one season. The phone just doesn't stop ringing once it gets cold, and it's challenging to get to people, as quick as we want to get to them and fix their problems, and they put it off till it's not a great time.
We all have one thing in common, though. We're all trying to teach people and educate them for prevention, and that's really the key, is like preventing a problem before it starts. Don't be reactionary. Be a smart homeowner and get these things figured out now before you do have an accident.
Right, so we want people just to get ahead of it. That's why we push home maintenance plan to get us out there, get the regularity. So you see a small problem that could be a big problem. Whether it's your furnace going out in the middle of the winter, or you're lighting your fire for the new year, and boom, smoke's coming all over the house. So
is that an inspection that should be done every single year? If you're using your fireplace every year.
Yes.
Right? Electric.
Yes.
Or if you throw in logs in there, whatever. Is that an annual inspection?
Electric would be different, but yes, if you're burning wood or gas annually, you want to have that checked out.
Annual. Every single year.
Every single year, yeah.
There are hundreds of thousands of homes in Chicago.
Yes.
And what percentage do you think are using their fireplaces in one way, shape, or form that need to be inspected, and what percentage is actually being inspected?
A small percentage of the people are probably inspecting it annually. They usually are calling when there's a problem, and we get there and it's a problem, it's expensive, and it costs them more, and it's a lot more of a hassle. But I would say 10% of the population is regularly maintaining it.
As a retired fire captain with 30-some years worth of firefighting experience, yeah, what does that do to the safety of the families that are living in the home if the adults in the home do not get their fireplace inspected?
Yeah, you obviously have a great interest in your family and your children, etc., so you have to keep their safety as a top priority. The National Fire Prevention Association, NFPA codes, indicate that they want you to have your chimney inspected annually. Didn't say necessarily clean it annually, but have it inspected annually. So that's important that you take care of the family and take care of yourself.
And what And what's the investment? We got to hit news. Benny just said news in my ear so rudely while I was in the middle of a sentence. Jeez, I'm trying to host a radio show here.
Yeah, I mean, from the whole house is $399. That's two visits for the HVAC, one visit for a dryer vent, one visit for a chimney cleaning. If it's just the chimney cleaning, it's $199. And we're offering $100 off for WGN listeners. If you call in, ask for Paula or Agata, they'll give you that $100 off today.
And I'll give you the Jewish guilt trip sales technique going into break. It would be nice if you called today to protect the livelihoods of your kids, grandkids, and future grandkids. Number to call?
847-918-7994 or lindeman.com.
You've been in business 50 years. This is your first Jewish guilt trip sales technique, isn't it?
It would be nice.
It would be nice. Before we die.
Yep.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there anybody that John Hansen hasn't filled in for? I mean, this guy is all over the place. Like,
he's everywhere.
I see him
at Blackhawks games. I see him at Wolves games. I'm like, when are you even home?
Cut him thick, spread him thin, this guy. He's all over the place. Iridium likes him more. She also produces his show, and she's like, I can't wait to get the hell out of here to go down the hall. 312-981-7200. By the way, thank you, Texter 906. October is Fire Prevention Month. For your information, thank you for that. We appreciate that. And a question for you guys before we have the ant question here. Love your show. Is there a fee to for tuck point quote, Gary or Rob?
That's Denise and Mundelein, right?
Yeah, yep, that's Denise and Mundelein. 847.
Yeah, we could certainly not charge for the quote, but we really want to look at it and inspect it.
Okay.
And typically we want to be there a couple hours to make sure what's causing this brickwork to fail. That's usually $199, but we're offering $100 off for WGN listeners.
$99, Denise.
$99 and know exactly what you got going on in the whole home.
Tell them that you love Home Sweet Home Chicago, and they'll knock $100 off. Or that's just for everybody.
Well, just for WGN listeners.
Right, well, just,
not for everybody.
All right, just for WGN listeners. Right. All right, 312-981-7200. Tara has got an ant problem for Janelle. Tara, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for taking my call. So in the spring, I was in my yard around my house, and in a mulch bed, I moved a big paver block, let's call it. Mm-hmm. And underneath, I was really impressed with the size and robustness of the ant nest. Mm. There were a billion eggs, but they were the teeny, 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 tiny, like brown red ants.
Yep.
So I poured some ant dust on it, went a little crazy with the ant baits in my garage, and I had never seen an ant in my house. All of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, I see five of these teeny, tiny ants in my upstairs bathroom bathtub.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Totally random.
Oh.
And it was my dog who alerted me to them. My dog was like, you got to see what's in the bathtub.
Huh.
Like,
talking dog. pretty cool.
Wait, does your dog use those buttons to talk to you?
<I don't laughs>
you know
what
I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And.
Oh, maybe we have an alcohol problem here if you got talking dogs and red ants all over the place.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe you should stop drinking. Before.
Have you, by chance, looked outside of that same wall that your bathroom might be on? Did you go outside and look to see if you see any ants crawling up the side of the house?
Not exactly on that wall, I haven't, but on a wall that's perpendicular to it, I have seen some, yes.
Okay. Do you have a tree close to your house, like I had, that the ants were using as a highway to get to my house and in my house?
No, there are no trees that come near my roof.
Okay, good.
Or anything like that.
So there's the reason that ants would go up, it would be to get away from either flooding or some kind of disturbance. And it sounded like you disturbed their nest pretty well when you dug up that area. The fact that they're trailing up to that second floor bathroom, I mean, they're obviously looking for water. That's what ants will do most of the time. But it sounds like you've got a pretty significant colony of, it's either going to be pavement ants or odorous house ants. And what our people do when they come out is they identify the right species of ant. They figure out how they're getting in, why they're there. And we kind of go back to like the root of it to get it solved. So I know you've tried baits and you've used some dust, but depending on the species of the ant, they may or may not respond to those things. And we have products that are specifically formulated for different species. So it's something we would scientifically figure out and then, you know, prevent for you moving forward too. So
would that be something included in the quarterly?
And that way too, if you had any breakthrough, you know, say we have like a lot of rain this fall and you're starting to see them in the kitchen, it's like that you'd be covered, you know, so, and not only against ants, but dozens of other things too, centipedes, millipedes, all that stuff. So it's really the best bang for your buck, but it's also, you know, you can never predict what's going to happen, especially with ants. So I think that's the best way to go.
Yeah. Okay.
We can give you a free quote.
Okay. Well, I'm going to. Yes, I will call your number. What's the number again for me to call?
1-800-GOT-PESTS. So it's 468-7378.
Hey, Tara, can I ask a question?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that number first? I want to make sure you have it right. Can you repeat what number you wrote down?
I don't know if she wrote it.
Did you write it down or no? The
1-800-GOT-PESTS.
No, I didn't write it down, but I know it's 800-GOT-PESTS.
Okay, good.
That I can remember.
Got it. And your talking dog, does your dog play any instruments? I just want to cover all the bases.
She did, and she had to give it up because it was obnoxious. It was an accordion. It was terrible. It
takes up a lot of room. I understand,
oh,
Tara.
Oh, my goodness.
Tara, thanks for playing. I like Tara. Tara's got.
Thanks, guys.
Hang on, Tara. Tara's not right. I love. That's why she listens to the show. 312-981-7200. Pete, we were talking during the break that you had a medical facility this week that had a medical facility, which means they need to get up and running because they have patients and they need to care for.
Yeah.
This week had a water event. Walk us through it in under a minute.
Yeah. So. Blue Sky Restoration, 24/7, 365 emergency response, water damage, fire damage, mold remediation. Okay, this was actually last week we had our largest continuing education class. We spoke about that last time I was here. The ripple effect went off without a hitch. It was amazing. During that week, we're still business as usual, so we get called from a medical office building in Arlington Heights, not too far from our office, right? So we're there right away. Got everything cleaned up, dried out. Excellent. This week, we get an email that says urgent. You ever see those emails that say urgent? Someone put a flag on them? Well, property manager did, and it said, need this repaired this week. It's like Tuesday. And I'm a little bit panicked. I reach out to my team. Pete, don't worry. We'll take care of it. What was the challenge? Needed to be done after hours. So patients are in there. Doctors are in there. They leave. Then we go to work.
Hmm.
And proud to say, this Friday, we completed that project. So again, the quickest turnaround in the market when you have disaster at your hospital, your senior living, your commercial building, multifamily, we will go in, we will respond immediately, and we are focused on quick turnarounds, minimizing downtime, ensuring safety. That's what we're doing, Blue Sky, across the country.
In this situation, it was a medical facility that needed to get up and running so it could handle the medical needs of the residents in the Arlington Heights and surrounding areas, right?
Mostly to keep the doctors and the patients happy, right?
Well, right.
Why does our place look like this, right? They can still do their thing, get a checkup, not a surgery center, but still, it's very important when, you know, you're the doctor and you're seeing a hole in a wall, you need this patched up, you need it repaired, you need new flooring, and we're primed to do that,
But also on a commercial side as well, if you have a commercial piece of property that you is not up and running, that's lost time, that's lost revenue, that's lost opportunity.
Absolutely.
And that client might go someplace else to your competitor to get the product that they need to run whatever they're doing that they're not buying from you because you can't get it to them because your facility's down for a week.
It's very intentional what we do. There are a lot of restoration companies. They can only handle one of the portions. Maybe it's the demo, the cleanup, but they can't do the repair. But Blue Sky, we're telling you, we are A to Z. So if we go in and open up material in your building, once it's clean, once it's dried out and all documented, we can go right into repair.
All right, phone number.
800-266-5677, gobluesky.com.
But real quick, prior to the ant question and the medical cleanup question, you guys were talking about going out to inspect tuck pointing. How long, you said a couple hours, is that normal in that type of situation?
Yeah, we usually send a guy out with a three-hour window because we want to look at everything. We want to be able to diagnose the entire home, the venting that's going through there,
Okay.
you know, you know, find out exactly what's going on and give them a good recommendation.
I just want our listeners to understand that, you know, it's not a drive-by 15 minutes. You got to be home and let your technicians do their job.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, phone number if they want to reach out.
847-918-7994.
And the two ladies' names that are working, getting paid double time today,
that would
how much?
Be Paula and Agata.
Did they know they're getting double time?
Agatka.
Agatka.
That's Polish, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, they do know that. I think they're well aware.
They're well aware? Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, we might not be able to get them in there
right.
Saturday.
Got it'll their legs hard. Up, right?
And hopefully, my son's in there working, too.
Throwing footballs around. Phone number one more time?
847-918-7994.
Home sweet home Chicago.
I want you to know next to you is John Hansen.
Hey! Yeah.
I didn't know you had a show, John.
I didn't know. I knew he had a show. It's nice that he's going to other people.
I just, I Google lenders not name Hochberg. That's how I find most of my guests.
Did you hear that click? That's people turning their radios off.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-917-7200. Patricia, we're coming down the home stretch here, my friend. So throw your question out there and we'll do our best to answer it quickly.
Hello. Thank you for answering the call. I may be selling my house within the next year or so.
Yep.
Lived here for 47 years. Have a lot of stuff. I've been gradually getting rid of it. Is it wise to call, you know, like some organizer to help me rid my home before I sell it of just stuff?
I will tell you, where do you live, Patricia?
Martin Grove, Illinois. Okay.
Huh. That's where I grew up in Des Plaines.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you have kids?
I do. I have three.
They go to Maine East, or do they go to...
They did go to Maine East, yes. Yeah. Two of them are, one's in Florida, one's in Arizona, and one's here.
Class of 84.
Blue Damon.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, so here's what I would recommend that you do. I will introduce you to the team at Sarah Leonard's Legacy Real Estate. Okay, she will help you send a realtor out, probably Jimmy Brown, who will inspect your home and tell you what you need to do and what you don't need to do. And if you need to clear stuff out, we've got Bob Schmidt from Junk Luggers who will help you declutter your home, whatever Jimmy tells you needs to go. And like the lady we said earlier during the CenterGuard plumbing mailbag, they're having pods dropped off and Bob's guys are going to help move the big stuff out of the house so it's out of the way so Jim could sell the house. So I think I'm going to introduce, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to introduce you to my team at Sarah Leonard Legacy Properties. They're going to advise you on what to do. And if you follow them, you'll sell your house at top dollar and homes in Morton Grove. I know exactly your circa. You got the split level house in Morton Grove circa 1950-60. Yeah, I've been in 5,000 of those homes growing up. That home will sell within a week, okay, if it's priced properly, because it's a great starter home for a lot of folks, okay?
Oh, no, I live in a four-level home.
Oh, in a four-level home. All right, even better, right? You could shove more people in there. All right, so I'm gonna put you on hold. We'll have Sarah Leonard's team reach out to you, and if you need help on a mortgage on the other side, we'll help you there as well. And if you need help buying a home, they'll help you there as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Patricia, hang on. Thanks for calling. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Okay, are you ready, Gary? Well, it doesn't matter if you're ready. You're going to sing. So get close. Get closer to the mic. We want to hear you, okay? Come on. This is your grandkids' legacy right here and the future of Lindemann Chimney. For what?
Before I start, apologies to Lou Rawls.
It's kind of like late for that. But I'm sure his family here on the south side of Chicago. He's a south side of Chicago guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you know who Lou Rawls is because half the people I play there are like, Lou who? All right. So ready? 3, 2, 1. Don't screw this up. Okay. That was
solid.
Solid. Yeah. Solid. We don't know what's solid, but it was solid. Nice job.
I listed under another embarrassing moment.
Yeah, that was outstanding.
He's officially inducted into the Home Sweet Home Chicago crew.
That's going into the first time singing Hall of Fame right there. There we go. All right, let's go around the horn. Everybody's got a minute. Janelle, say goodbye.
All right, everybody. Be a smart homeowner. Think prevention, not reaction. If you've ever had a scenario where you've had a mouse in the house over the winter or box elder bugs coming out of the woodwork in the spring, now is the time to do something to prevent that from happening. You can get a free quote from Rose Pest Solutions by going to rosepestcontrol.com and filling out the form. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-GOT-PESTS. We do have folks in the office till 2 today. And for first-time subscribers, I've got $50 off for you for your new healthy home maintenance program. So just mention WGN Radio to claim that offer. and we hope to take care of your pest situation.
Website one more time.
Rosepestcontrol.com.
Go ahead, Pete Marrero. You got a minute to get us out of here, buddy.
Remember that Blue Sky Restoration is here to serve the community. Not only do we want to respond when there's a disaster, we want to support you and support the community as we do for a lot of our clients, and we're deeply engaged in the community. You can follow us on social media, goblueSky.com, Blue Sky Corp. Water damage, fire damage, save our information. It may not be you. It may be a neighbor, maybe a friend that needs us. Maybe the place you work. Maybe there's mold concerns or asbestos. We got you covered. 800-266-5677 is the number. GoBlueSky.com. No E in Blue Sky. GoBlueSky.com. And don't forget to like our stuff on all the socials. Yeah.
Rob Lindemann, does your father do bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, and kintiros?
I think he might. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, just checking.
He's for hire.
Because nobody's called yet. Just getting ready for that.
Get ready.
Nugget of knowledge,
buddy. Pretty good. Give us a shout. Woke up this morning again, sat in front of my beautiful gas fireplace, pushed one button, fired right up, enjoyed my coffee. We want the same for you. Don't wait. Make sure your furnace is ready to go, your fireplaces are ready to go. It's going to get cold soon, and we'd love to help you out.
Phone number and website?
847-918-7994, lindemann.com.
All right, I am David Hochberg. Gary will never be back. He's like, I'm out of here. We're canceling the show. So we're looking for another fireplace, heating and cooling company, because the old man's canceling the show after he leaves here. Rates are down. They have been coming down for the past 3 weeks, not because the Fed cut the rates. The rates have been dropping in anticipation of the rate cut. We locked more loans in the past 2 weeks than we had in the previous six. So if your rate starts with an eight or a seven or in the high sixes, you need to give me a call for a free consultation. 855-563-2843. 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please, Bears, do something on Sunday. Don't embarrass us again as an entire city here. Go Bears. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Pete Marrero, Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. Rob Lindemann from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. And Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.